This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I need your help, guys. I like to act like I know it all and I am kind of up to date on things. But, you know, I've been kind of watching this whole stealthing story unfold. I guess now we have Wisconsin and California lawmakers trying to aim at making stealthing illegal, right? To criminalize stealthing. And for those of you guys who remember when we discussed this on the show last week, stealthing is where, while you're having sex, you decide to take away or take off the condom. That's called stealthing. And I guess, and we talked about this, when people admitted to doing it on this online site, like social media site, they were talking about how it was their purpose in life to spread their seed, and I don't know, all sorts of hullabaloo. And I guess they interviewed an Australian man who is, it was, of course, anonymous, okay? And he said, look, it just felt better. It just felt better. And that's why he justified, quote-unquote, stealthing. Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either. I guess, this is something that happens. And again, this is why I'm asking you guys, because it's been a long time since I've had sex, all right, with anybody wearing a condom. Okay, I've been married for, a long time since I had sex. But anyway, I've been married to my husband for a very long time, over 20 years. And so, I don't understand why he's still with me either. I know, I'm not really the most feminine, not the most lovely. Okay, you know, ball and chain is an understatement for what I am. So I really, for the life of me, can't remember what it's like to have sex with a condom. I can't. And so, and I know, I understand I'm not the guy, so I can't say whether it would, you know, feel better or not. But I would think you would be able to feel the difference as a female, right? Would you? Now, I understand, you know, people have different sensitivities and neurons there, so I can understand how somebody wouldn't feel the difference. But would somebody, I mean, if you're having that act, okay, and again, stealthing, and I've said this over and over again, I mean, it's a crime, it's assault, it's rape. You're exposing somebody to STDs, you're exposing them to your seed, it's non-consensual, which is what California and Wisconsin lawmakers want to do in terms of making laws in terms of that. But I just am a little bit confused how the other party doesn't know, you know? And I mean, if I'm, let's say, in the middle of the act and all of a sudden something stops, I'm going to be like, you know, what's wrong? You know, was it something I said? Did I turn it off? What's wrong? And if that person says, oh, no, nothing, and then re-enters, then I probably would think twice about that. I'd be like, okay, well, what just happened there? And I'm not, again, you know, like I said, you know, I agree with what's happening in Wisconsin and California. I think apparently Wisconsin State Representative Melissa Sargent, California State Representative Christina Garcia are of the same mindset as I am, where if you expose somebody to the risk of sexually transmitted disease or you take off a condom unwittingly, that changes the definition of consent. And Representative Sargent says this is rape. This is non-consensual sexual assault. And so what Sargent wants to do in Wisconsin is if sex is consensual and then all of a sudden something happens in the middle of sex that's non-consensual, it's considered sexual assault. Now, when I posted this on Facebook, of course there was a little bit of buzz as to, well, wait a second here. You know, what if somebody is claiming that you broke the condom on purpose, or how do you prove that? So on one end, if this is really an act that's being done as often as it is, which kind of confuses the heck out of me, I'm surprised that this happens to the point where now, you know, we have to make a law. Surprised that, you know, you would think the average person wouldn't want to get somebody pregnant. Okay, you get somebody pregnant, now you have to pay for that baby for life. I mean, are you serious? Really? Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But anyway, but apparently there's some people that, you know, maybe, and it's got to be, you know, a select few wanting to spread their seed. But when we have this this anonymous person discussed that, look, it just feels better. So I take it off in the middle of sex because it feels better. All right. Well, that's plain out stupidity, and that is criminal, right? You know, what if sex feels better when you knock a person out or when you hit, you see what I mean? Just because sex feels better to you, you gotta have the other person consenting to that. And so now we're kind of getting a little clearer picture as to why this is even happening, okay? If people are doing it because out of choice, fine. Alexander Brodsky, a legal fellow at National Women's Law Center, had investigated this practice, and she had found multiple online straight men and gay communities openly discussing the practice, swapping tips, how to remove the condom, unbeknownst to the partner or victim. And it's to me, I it's just one of those things where it's like, are you kidding me? But I would suggest, okay, you know, to help prevent, you know, you becoming a victim. Because we always want to work on, you know, awareness and prepare people is if somebody stops in the middle of something, okay, re-examine. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm a doctor, right? You know, and I was in medical school, you know, I was very academic about it. I'm like, okay, look, and I got to make sure there's no lesions. I got to make sure there's no discharge. Okay, I got to make sure, you know, whatever I am dealing with is not something that could infect me. So I was we talked about a full-blown physical exam before anybody even considered having sex with me, right? Which is why nobody ever wants to have sex with me, and I didn't really have sex that much. So if any of you notice something odd in the middle, check, stop, look, re-examine. Oh, no, you're going to ruin the mood. And if that person does not stop when you ask them to stop, again, that's considered rape. And if we could even go a step further, you know, when can we go back to the times where you're only having intercourse with somebody that you don't mind having a baby with? Or you are in a full relationship with? Okay? The problem with having sex with strangers and people you don't know is things like this could happen. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I want to read a couple emails, and then I want to give you my answer. Got some people really hating their spouse. We got Caitlin saying, I've been married 12 years and I'm worried I hate my husband. Everything he does makes me mad. I don't want to be around him. Some days I can't stand him. But we have three young girls and I can't break their heart. She goes, I don't know what to do. I can't live with him much longer. And then we have Ren. He says, is it normal to hate your wife? I can't stand her. I don't think I love her anymore. You know, I didn't realize how common this is, you know? I mean, you know, maybe I'm blessed because I've been married 20 years. Sometimes does my husband get me mad? Oh, hell yeah. Sometimes do I say, you know what, I just can't be around you right now? Yeah, And I'm sure he does the same thing. He may not be loud about it. He may just, you know, say, I'm going to work. And then that's his escape. So on one end, I think what we need to do is we need to talk about what's normal, but then we also need to talk about what's not normal. So I don't think anybody can live with somebody and not get on each other's nerves and at some point not stand them anymore. Okay? It's like eating gummy bears. If all you had were gummy bears and you loved gummy bears, but then you ate gummy bears and you just ate gummy bears every day, you would eventually get sick of gummy bears. And then when you get sick of gummy bears, you can't even look at gummy bears anymore. But if the gummy bears were gone from you for a while and your regular feelings were allowed to come back out, if you saw a gummy bear, you may fall back in love with that gummy bear, or you may permanently never want to see that gummy bear again. It all depends on what happened in your brain when you got sick of those gummy bears. Now, that's exactly what happens with relationships, okay? And I'm sorry if I use the gummy bears, and some of you guys don't like gummy bears to begin with. All right, yeah, but some of you guys don't like, you know, dating, or, you know, so maybe that's a better analogy than we think. But you have an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend, let's say. Okay? If it was so traumatizing, or you hated something so much in that relationship, a smell, a conversation, an action, a interaction, whatever, and it turns you off so badly, that part of the brain, you won't get it back. You know, depending on where it hits and how it hits, that person will never be able to be loved in your eyes again. Yet, if what turned you off affected a different part of the brain, you know, well, you know, I don't like this, or I don't like this, or whatever, and it wasn't something permanent such that the love part of the brain, maybe it's your amygdala, going, you know what, I really, really want, still love that person. I just didn't like all this other stuff, which might have been more frontal lobe affection. I don't want to go neurological and go through parts of the brain. But if there was something that turned you off about what they did or how they handled it, but you still love them, then it's going to still stick. Now, we use the term love, and there's a lot of couples that they don't even know how to define love, if they love their spouse or not. You could hate somebody and love them at the same time. You can't. Right? You could, you know, somebody could get on your nerves so damn much, you could not want to be around them, etc. You, every time you see them or every time they call, they cringe, but you still love them. Now, for some of you going, wait a second, how could that be? All right, Mom, how many of you cringe when Mom calls or Mom comes over or Mom talks to you? Yet you love her, right? You just want her at a distance, but you still love her. You all love your mom. No matter how much you hate your mom, you love her. See? So, that I know, complicated. That's why we're so messed up. All right. So, with Caitlin's case, okay, here she is. She's married 12 years, and she's worried she hates her husband, and everything he does makes her mad. Okay, so with that, I like to also be devil's advocate, and I go, wait a second, okay. So everything he does make you mad. So that means if he takes out the garbage, you just don't like anything he's doing. Okay, that may not be him, that may be you. And, you know, is there a serotonin issue? Is there something else going on? Are you not getting good sleep? Like, if I don't get good sleep, everything my husband does ticks me off. If I get a good night's sleep, I'm fine. So that doesn't mean I'm not in love with him. That doesn't mean we're not compatible. It's just, if I get a bad night's sleep, all right, somebody like him is really going to tick me off. Okay? For those of you guys who have met my husband's a wonderful guy. He just knows how to do things to tick me off, you know, accidentally. And it just drives me crazy. You know, it's like I'll text him and he doesn't even look at the text. So it's an important text. And I'm like, so did you do this? Did you pick up this? Did you do that? You know, no, I don't read your texts. Once a husband stops reading his wife's texts, the marriage could be over. You realize that. Okay? Because that means they're stopping communication. That's pretty bad. And then, you know, we work through it and, you know, I tell him better check the text. Or what I do is I email him, or what I do is I call his friend to call him and tell him that your wife wants you to look at your phone. I've done that. I've done that to my son. My son won't be out and he doesn't answer his phone. So I text his friend and said, can you please tell Stone to call me and look at his phone? Then all of a sudden he's like, what, Mom? You know, and I'm like, I've been texting you the whole time. You know, and I don't text a lot. I text rare. I don't text emojis. I don't text I love you stuff. I only text when it's really important. Because I don't want to, you know, deflate or exhaust somebody with my text. I don't like to text a lot. So if they're not even listening to that text, oh boy, the poop is going to hit the fan. But if you really are with somebody and my question is how do you marry somebody and then turn around and hate them after having three kids? Was he faking being nice? And then all of a sudden later in the marriage, he got mean and he started hitting you. Woman, if that happens, you leave. You have to leave. You got to take the kids and leave. But if it's just, you just don't like him anymore, you got to figure out why that is. Okay? You know, was it that you were never really in love? You were in love with the idea of getting married. And a lot of people do that. You know, all their friends are getting married, so they want to get married. And the goal of getting married is just so much, so strong that they confuse their thoughts as to, oh, I love him. He's who I want to marry. And then all of a sudden you're with somebody and you're like, I really don't want to wake up every day next to this person. So you need to be very honest and you need to soul search. But if you soul search and go, no, I really loved him. Well, then a marriage counselor or a counselor can help you rekindle that kernel and help you realize why you loved him in the first place. You know, maybe you have three daughters. I don't know how you're sleeping. All right. Are you not liking being home raising them? Do you want to work? You know, and what you're doing is you're projecting that as to you're mad at him. Well, you know, what is it that you want? That's a big thing that a lot of us aren't very honest about. You know, one thing people have to be honest about in a marriage is it that they don't like being monogamous? There are some people that, you know, say I don't like my wife or I don't like my husband, but what it really is they really want to be out there dating. They want somebody back home to come to, but they want to enjoy what they see in the movies. You have to be honest with yourself. Otherwise, what ends up happening is people are divorcing for what they say is a certain reason, and it's not. Now, here's Ren. Is it normal to hate your wife? I can't stand her. I don't think I love her anymore. Well, again, what is it that you can't stand? Right? Is it because she's yelling at you? Is she becoming a shrew? Is it she's not attractive anymore? Or is it, again, you know, why did you want to marry her to begin with? Well, I wanted to marry her because, you know, I don't know, she wouldn't have sex with me until I did. That's not going to make a marriage work. And so it's normal to get on each other's nerves. It's normal to get mad. It's normal to project things onto your spouse. If I had a bad day at work, it is so much easier for me to yell at my husband than to yell at my boss. That's just what we do. But then you have to stop that stuff. You have to say, you know, look, okay, you know what? I'm not, just because you're mad at your boss, you can't be taking it out on me. Okay, that's not cool. And then you have to tell them, you know, look, you know, are you really mad at me? You know, you just yelled at me. Is there something I did or is there something your boss did? You need to think about, just sit down. You think about what you're really mad at. Just because it's easier to get mad at me doesn't mean that's going to solve the problem. You're yelling at me because of you not liking your life, you not liking work, you not liking, you know, not being able, you know, yeah, that's not mine, that's not me. You need to figure out what it is you don't like and what's making you mad. And same thing, you know, but if it really is that other person, you know, as much as I don't want to see marriages fall apart, you can't live with somebody that you hate. It just doesn't work. The kids are going to see it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Oh. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dockadali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so school officials in New Jersey are warning parents and students about the tragic consequences of a dangerous choking game that killed a youth earlier this week. The game is known as Flatliner, Fainting Game, Space Monkey, and it involves people choking themselves to achieve euphoria through brief intoxication. Hypoxia. Now, hypoxia means less oxygen to the brain. And the victim, whose name and age have not been released, was a student at the school district of Bernards Township, which is about 13 miles southwest of Morristown. And Superintendent Nick Markarian sent a letter home to parents earlier this week encouraging them to talk to their children about these games and review their browser history of their media devices. The early adolescent brain, they says, does not process information in the same manner as an adult brain. And so children in this age group are not able to fully understand the serious consequences. They say the superintendent said parents should watch for mood swings, broken blood vessels, bloodshot eyes, disorientation, bruising, or frequent headaches in their kids. All of these may be signs that they participated in a euphoria game. Basically, parents need to watch out for their kids tying knots in neckties, belts, rope, plastic bags, right? Because, again, what they're doing is they're trying to, stop them, asphyxiate themselves, right? So they get the euphoria. That's crazy. I don't understand why people are always trying to get high, trying to escape, and practically killing themselves to do it. So, I guess they say, the student's death comes at a time when districts across the country being reported by Fox News are on the alert for dangerous trends spreading through social media. In Alabama, the Baldwin County Public Schools District sent a warning home to parents about the alleged blue whale challenge. This blue whale challenge started in Russia. They say no injuries or deaths have been attributed to it, but parents are being warned to be wary. The game instructs players to complete a range of challenges, like cutting themselves or committing suicide, and committing suicide over 50 days. Are you kidding me? It's called the Blue Whale Challenge. I don't understand what these kids are doing. I just don't get it. I just don't. Maybe they think that, it's better to die famous than live a full life. And they don't realize that, there's really no fame with doing something like that. Or maybe they think, I'm going to do it to look cool, but I'm going to stop before I kill myself. Well, unfortunately, what if it's too late? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's this toy out there. My kid has it. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's a, what is it called? I apologize because my computer's acting up. But it's one of those toys where you spin it. I think it's called like a fidget spinner or something. And I guess, the kids have it where it just spins over and over and over again. It's like this major toy craze. And they say a mother is sharing her experience and hopes that it'll serve as a warning to other parents about the choking hazards. They say a fidget spinner has a stable middle and a disc with two or three paddles that must be spun. Kind of looks like a ceiling fan, I guess. And so what ends up happening is you sit there and you watch it spin. Well, we have a 10-year-old girl that, from what I understand, choked on one of the parts while she was in the backseat of the car. The mom pulled over and discovered that her daughter had swallowed one of the bearings from her fidget spinner. She tried to dislodge a small piece of metal with the Heimlich maneuver and took the girl, Britton, to the nearest urgent care center. Doctors were unable to tell where the object got stuck. Luckily, it was radio opaque, so when they took an x-ray, they were able to see it. So she had to, however, take an ambulance ride to Texas Children's Hospital, and an x-ray revealed a round metal bearing in the girl's esophagus. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, why did the urgent care take the x-ray? They could have, but when you have somebody who's choking and something that's dislodged, they probably wanted to get her to a hospital immediately. So they called the ambulance. So God forbid, an airway could be, performed, an airway could be made, artificially made and maintained. And so they probably didn't want to take the time to make her go through x-ray. And then by the time she got to check the children's hospital, they x-rayed and they found it in the girl's esophagus. Now, the esophagus is the feeding tube. So luckily it was there and it wasn't in the breathing tube. So mom Joniak wrote, Britton was taken to surgery to endoscopically locate and remove the object. Fortunately, we had a positive outcome, but it was pretty scary. scary there for a while, not only because of the initial ingestion, but then the concern about the composition and structure of the object, and finally, the risk with general anesthesia. So these are these little fidget spinners, and even though there's choking hazards, not for children under three, the girl was 10 years old, for crying out loud. There's that ability to choke on anything, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Roger Allies, who built Fox News, also I believe built CNBC, dies at age 77. He had been forced out of Fox News Channel amid sexual harassment allegations. And from what we understand, he fell at his home in Palm Beach, Florida last week. He suffered complications from that, slipped into a coma the night before. And he ended up passing away from the fall, the injuries from the fall. According to his wife, she says, "I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Allies, or Ailes, I'm sorry, passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, to his son Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was also a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard, to rise, and to give back." From what I understand, he was an advisor to George H.W. Bush, to Ronald Reagan, even helped Richard Nixon with his campaign. I think Richard Nixon had him in charge of media. And later he, I believe in 1989, he worked for NBC, helped build CNBC, and then in 1996, he launched and found the Fox News Channel. And, there was a lot of allegations. And from what we understand, Gretchen Carlson, former Fox anchor, sued him for sexual harassment. Other women came forward to support her claims. And Gretchen Carlson settled with 21st Century Fox, we believe, for $20 million. And so there was, you know, unfortunately, the last of his months were plagued with these sexual harassment allegations. We don't know why he fell. We're not sure what happened. But as we get more information, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's interesting. You know, when we look at the cause of mortality, at, you know, for people, you know, when it's younger kids, it's accidents, suffocations, drownings, etc. When it's older kids, adolescents, and younger people, it's accidents, like, you know, car accidents, etc., maybe overdoses. When we look at older people, it's falls. Falls are the number one killer, with the exception of heart disease, I should say, but in terms of non-medical problem death, falls are a biggie. Now, it's not, you know, car accidents, you know, it's not drownings, it's the fall. And when an older person falls, right, you know, not only can they break a hip and sustain major bleeding from that and major immobility, but it's the hitting of the head. And the hitting of the head, let's say you're on a blood thinner or you're on an aspirin day or you have, you know, thin blood vessels, unfortunately, that could cause a bleed to the brain. And so, you know, when you see older people, use caution and start to, you know, carefully, you know, hold on to things, et cetera. You know, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's wrong with your balance? Why can't you walk? And a lot of times it's not that. You know, older people know that they don't want to fall. You know, it's unfortunately, one of our relatives fell, hit her head, had a bleed to the brain. It's not something you want to mess with. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Consumer Reports has their list of the best sunscreens to buy this year in 2017. And we are coming into late spring, early summer season, and that's when the sun is starting to get kind of hot, right? Start to peek its head out for longer days. We want to get outside. We want the sun. I don't blame us for wanting the sun. We need sun. We do. But we don't need skin cancer. Now, remember I told you there's this campaign called Slip, Slop, Slap or Slip, Slap, Slop? Apparently, that's a campaign that's been around since the 1980s. But not here in the States. Apparently, it was a sun protection campaign prominent in New Zealand and Australia during the 1980s. And I guess it's something called Slip, Slop, Slap. And I guess there's this seagull that's encouraging people to reduce sun exposure. So it seems like nowadays, with the way, you know, we have the internet and, you know, we get news now from all sorts of countries, and we think it's an American news source, and it's not. Let me just tell you what the slip, slap, slop, slippity, slop, slap, slap, whatever campaign is. Slip means slip on a shirt. Slop means slop on the 30-plus SPF sunscreen. Slap means slap on a hat. Okay? I know you may want to slap me for this, but I'm not the one that came up with slip, slap, slap. So you slip on a shirt. You slap on the 30 SPF sunscreen. You slap on a hat. You seek, so apparently there's some S's. There's more S's. You seek shade or shelter. This is so bad because I have a I cannot handle SH sounds. I have a lisp. And slide on some, they call it sunnies. Are those like slides? Like to slide? Oh, maybe sunglasses. Maybe slide on sunglasses. I don't know. They say things, you know, they say things differently down under. It's cool, though. All right. So slip, slop, slap, sleek, and slide. I was like, okay, well, do you slide on one of those water slides? No, I don't know. So anyway, that's apparently a campaign that's been going on for close to 30 years. Who knew? All right. So while you guys are in the slop part of this, you want to find out what sunscreens to buy. Now, Consumer Reports just released their annual list of top sunscreens. Okay? And just because somebody has a sunscreen of 50 doesn't necessarily mean it's advertising, you know, it's doesn't necessarily mean it's all that it advertises. Now, just a quick refresher here. SPF stands for Sun Protection Factor. And it measures how well sunscreens guard against ultraviolet B, UVB rays. UVB rays are kind of the chief cause of sunburn. Even though UVA are also dangerous, but UVB is the chief cause of sunburn, contributor to skin cancer. So how SPF is figured, okay, it works on different people, is if it, let's say, takes you 10 minutes, okay, out in the sun to burn, an SPF 30 protects you for 30 times 10, or 300 minutes, which would mean 5 hours. Okay, so let's say you have an SPF of 5, okay? So if you burn after 5 minutes of being in the sun, you use SPF 5, that means 5 times 5, you could be out in the sun for 25 minutes before you burn using that sunscreen. So that's why we recommend at least 30 plus, okay? Because 25 minutes out in the sun or at a water park goes like nothing. For those of you guys that have water parks in your neck of the woods, you're in line for an hour before you even get on the damn ride. So how are you protecting yourself from the sun? They say babies need to use sunscreen, right? Doesn't matter if you are more dark-skinned, have more melanin or not. They do recommend that everybody protect themselves from sunburn and skin cancer. Now, Consumer Reports testing has shown that some of the sunscreens fail to provide the level of protection promised on the package. Of the more than 60 lotions, sprays, sticks, lip balms in the ratings, 23 tested at less than half their labeled SPF number, according to Consumer Reports. Now, to take Consumer Reports isn't the only independent consumer organization that has found this discrepancy. Other members of the International Consumer Research and Testing have found in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK have also found differences between the labeled SPF and tested SPF in sunscreens. So, they can't be messing around. The other thing is just because you put on a 30 SPF sunscreen and it takes you 10 minutes to burn, so you're good for 5 hours. No. That doesn't mean the sunscreen is going to work for 5 hours. If you swim, it comes off. If you sweat, it comes off. So that's a problem. So they say manufacturers test sunscreens for SPF before the product even hit the market. All right. But unless the sunscreen ends up becoming reformulated, etc., once it gets approved, a lot of times it doesn't get retested. So Consumer Reports uses FDA sunscreen testing protocol as a model. But they also do their own scientific, laboratory-based testing, etc. So to check for UVB SPF protection, a standard amount of each sunscreen is applied to small areas of our panelists' backs. Then they soak in a tub of water. Afterward, each area is exposed to 6 intensities of UV light from a sun simulator for a set time. About a day later, a trained technician examines the areas for redness. The resulting UVB protection ratings reflect each product's actual effectiveness after water immersion and are based on an average of our results for each sunscreen. With some sunscreens, they said, even though their tested SPF varied from the label SPF, the product still provided acceptable UVB protection. They said Coppertone UltraGuard SPF 70 got a very good score. It tested within 70 to 84% of its labeled SPF. Okay? But with other products, some of them missed the mark. They say at SPF 50, that tests at less than half its labeled SPF, SPF 24 at the most with some products. So anyway, they say Coppertone Sport High Performance Spray SPF 30 earned a poor rating because it had variation from its SPF and what they found was less than half listed on the label. It also rated fair and it tested SPF between 10 and 19. They say other Coppertone sunscreens received high scores. So who were the best? Let's take a look at what we have here. La Roche-Posay Anthelo 60 Melt-In Sunscreen Milk. That's a $36 bottle of sunscreen. But that was one of the top rated. Equate Sport Lotion SPF 50. It's only $5. I think you could get Equate at what, Walmart or Target? That was only $5. Pure Self-Defense Disney Frozen Lotion SPF 50. Not that it was frozen, but it had the frozen characters on it. That was an SPF 50. It only cost $6. That was one of their top. Coppertone Water Babies, I love Water Babies, SPF 50. That ended up being about $12, but that works. And then Equate Ultra Protection Lotion, SPF 50. That was about $8. Now, they say here, if you can't find one of the products listed above, Consumer Reports recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 40, and it should contain ingredients like avobenzone rather than natural ingredients. Now, some people like the spray sunscreens. I don't, okay? They recommend, if you like the spray, Trader Joe's Spray SPF 50 and excellent rating. The Banana Boat Sun Comfort Clear Ultra Mist Spray got a good score. And Equate Sport Continuous Spray 30. My problem is I don't want you breathing the stuff in. I don't like the idea of you breathing it in. The other thing that really bothers me, too, is wasn't there a guy barbecuing? And he had sprayed sun lotion, walks up to the barbecue, and then he lights on fire. So I get a little nervous. And remember, just because you spray it on doesn't mean you don't rub it in. Okay? Don't forget to shake the bottle, apply it before you go outside, hopefully 15, 30 minutes before, reapply every 2 hours, and when you get out of the water. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.